City and hitchhiked home, did you know what you were going to do when you got home?
No, I had no idea.
What were your options? Were your family, were they farmers?
Yes.
Okay. Did you think you would go into farming?
No, I wasn't much of a farmer.
Okay.
So I've done different things, and plus my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
you came back to Cimarron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was it like coming home? Were there other servicemen returning at the same time?
Well, not too many. Actually, there's two of them that did the same age I was. Both of them got killed. So.
Oh.
They wasn't. I don't know that any of them at my age is at school.
Mm-hmm.
That came back to Cimarron.
When you came home, what was it like coming home? Did people want to know about your war experience? Or?
Oh, I think there's enough of them there that, you know, you might talk to somebody, you know, that had been in the service. There's a couple that, they was a year older than I was, and I'd met both of them out in San Francisco one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd visited back and forth.
Okay.
But I went to school right after I got discharged and went to Wichita University for a year.
Oh, you did? On the GI Bill?
and came back and I was too wound up to go to college at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, went to work on a farm out there and met my wife. And finally got a job at the State Highway, worked with them for 10, 15 years.
Okay, all right.
And that type of stuff thereafter.
And did anything that you learned or did in the Navy help you when you got out?
Oh, yeah, I think your discipline in the Navy helps you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As soon as you get, you know, kind of over with it, it takes about a year, I think, to recuperate, to settle down more or less.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of going elsewhere in other than Cimarron or home?
No, not really.
No. Okay.
I'd been every place.
All the places that you wanted to go. Do you think the experience changed you? I know you've mentioned the discipline a couple of times.
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the first time I was ever out on my own, and I think you learn how to take care of yourself real,
mm-hmm.
real quick that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how to make friends and people kind of think like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most time that we're more alike, people from Texas and California. I remember two or three of them from California. One of them is a real good friend. And I think you find, different type of people, and some of them is just, you're just not alike,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like we was all, brought up kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So you find out a lot of things different from just here in the United States, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you when you came home, did you have a desire to travel back to
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What would you say, would you encourage, and I know that's been many years, but do you think that serving in the armed forces should be a part of young people's lives?
Well, I think it'd help a lot of the young people, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'd hate to see the draft, for that type of purpose.
Mm-hmm. So you think it should be volunteer?
I think it'd be volunteer, yes.
Okay. When you say that you have kept up with the four or five friends, and when you get together, and evidently you wrote for a certain period of time, and now then you got together on a regular mm-hmm. basis?
Well, we didn't write to each other. I didn't even know where they were at. Honey?
What?
Do you remember? Who contacted us first and called us up?
Was it?
George.
She came to see us one time.
Oh, that's right.
We lived in Ulysses.
In Ulysses.
And we kept in contact with him.
Yeah.
And then we just...
I think Merle was in contact with George.
Mm-hmm. Merle had gone through where George lives, and he stopped and looked him up.
Okay.
And he's from Chicago.
So it just sort of evolved into that
so
group.
And then we just started finding each other.
Mm-hmm. And so Merle, he's lives in Chicago, and he got the idea he was going to try to see how many we could find, see if we kind of have a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. We was just us five. We never could find anyone else.
Hmm.
And we wrote all over the place, and you know, and trying to find
our,
out
our senators and representatives and trying to get a list, you know, people that was aboard the ship.
Couldn't get nothing.
Hmm.
The archives in Washington.
Well, that's odd.
Yeah. That's all we thought of.
That just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so when you get together, it's just like you can pick up right where you left when you were 19, 20 years old.
We have lots of fun.
Okay. All right. Except they don't talk about something when you watch them.
Yeah, we talk about them when they're gone.
Okay. Is there now? These tapes are going to be, and you will receive a copy of this tape.
Okay.
And they'll be transcribed. Is there anything that you can think of, a specific incident, a specific feeling, event, person that you think is interesting historically, or that people will want to know about? Because people, researchers, probably eventually will use this. Is there anything that you can think of that you'd like to have preserved?
Not right off hand, no.
Okay, nothing. When I say Navy, World War II, nothing just pops into your mind you see a picture of?
Oh, just the ship and water.
Uh-huh. Did you learn a lot about that ship when you were on it, or did you just stay in that?
You're more or less assigned to one area, and that's it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything that you need to explain, like steering a ship, that would be helpful? Anything that you had to really know or be careful about when you were steering that ship?
No, that's really pretty simple. Once you know, you find out what the day is, just, you know, you got the compass up there, and you just stay on, keep the needle on a certain place, and that's it.
When you said when the typhoon hit, did you know that that was coming?
Well, yeah, because it was split up. Already there was six other ships on us together.
Oh.
And they had us all go in different directions.
Okay.
And I think it was somewhere around midnight or so was when they came down and wanted to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the captain wanting experienced people on the helm. And so after, that's when it hit the main part of it.
Mm-hmm. So when you traveled, did you travel in a convoy with other transport ships?
Yeah, there's like I say, there's six of us put together, and I think there's two destroyers. We're not too sure how many.
Okay, and the destroyers were there to protect you?
That's what they're there for, yes.
Okay, and when the typhoon was coming, and they had the six ships split up, why was that?
So you wouldn't run into each other.
Okay. All right.
Take no chance, because you can't steer very good. You just, all you can do is try to hit the waves head on. And we wasn't following any particular, in fact, we forgot about the compass.
Oh.
And the captain had us just try to hit everyone on head on, if you possibly can at all.
Okay.
Or else you'll tip it over.
Okay, so when you hit it head on, and then it would come up and over and take you.
And then
you...
the water would fall out from under it, and down you'd go.
And how far would that be?
Probably 10, 15 feet.
Oh, my.
And it'd make a heck of a racket when you hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hope the ship stayed together. It's glued together good.
Mm-hmm. And then there would be another one coming?
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. And did you have...
One after another.
And you said it went on for maybe 6 or 8 hours?
Yeah, because I think the worst part probably wasn't about 4 or 5 hours, because I was there for... I think about 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there, I don't remember exactly.
Okay, and at that time, all the people had to stay, no people were on board, correct?
No, not, you know, he's inside.
Okay.
Everybody's trying to hang on to their bunks.
Mm-hmm. And then when it was over, then you had to reconfigure yourself with the other ships?
Yeah, I'll go back, I don't know. Of course, they do that on the, telling them to talk to each other and go back on course.
Okay. Okay, well, I'd say that was probably your most dramatic incident, wouldn't you?
That was definitely dramatic.
No wonder you didn't want to go back and...
There's a bunch of sick people, I'll tell you.
I can imagine, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let me look over these questions, and if you think of anything else that... when you went to Wichita State, were you going to study something in particular, or you just thought, well, I need to do something?
Oh, I thought I'd want to be a math major.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you got there and...
Yeah. That was the wrong time of life to...
Mm-hmm.
Too much party.
What did you,
I didn't learn much.
What did you think of Wichita at that time?
Oh, yeah, I liked Wichita.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, was your brother, was he coming home at the same time that you were?
I think he came home before I did.
Okay.
Tell him about that washout out there.
Well, sure thing. Not washout, it's
a... Yeah.
Okay, I think that I've covered all the questions. Is there anything that you else that you can think of?
No, I think that pretty well.
I think we were talking about your brother, and he came home before you.
Yes.
And did you and he ever, was he in the fighting?
Was what?
Did he fight? Did he see?
No. He was stationed in Okinawa just to... I really don't know what the heck it is.
So you
had a Navy port there.
So you and he really didn't talk about the war much?
Not much, though.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to turn this off then.